Moyle Show
with Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Friday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, Great Britain. Good morning to the rest of the world. Oh, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Oh, that's a good line. Oh,
I should write that down.
Write
I could
that
use
one.
That in the next script that I'm not going to write.
Mm.
And it's Friday.
Yeah!
So happy it's Friday. Hey, I just got Jordan North with a great dad gag.
You got him.
I got him.
What did
I
you
got him.
What did you say to Jordan?
I was just coming out of the lift, about to go to left to my studio. You turn right if you go to his. He's going for a wee. Because you can now. More on that later. Anyway.
You can, yeah.
Yeah, he goes,
congratulations.
I can't do his voice. Because he's a big Burnley fan.
Yes.
I'm a Leeds United fan. We've both been promoted to the Premier League.
You have, actually.
We won. They were second. In an unbelievably tight season.
Yeah.
Burnley ended up with 100 points.
Incredible.
100 points.
Actually incredible, that achievement.
But Leeds ended up with 100 points.
Incredible too.
But our goal difference was better than theirs. So off we go. Yeah. Well, we march on together.
That's right, hand
Leeds
in hand.
Leeds and Burnley
into the Premier League.
Hand in hand, but we're slightly just walking ahead
right,
of Burnley.
Yeah.
So we're opening the door.
Yes.
And then Burnley go, oh, thank you very much. And we go, no, after us. And then we walk in and they go, their eyes. And then they're going.
Exactly.
Anyway, he goes, you're lucky, you look very well. I can't do his voice. You look very well. I said, yeah. He goes, are you training? I said, yeah, I'm training. And I went, like that with my arms, like stupid men do. And he grabbed my arm and he went, oh, God, oh, you really are training. I went, yeah. He goes, so am I. And then he flexed his muscles.
Yeah.
So I squeezed it. And then what you always say is, tense it. Tense a muscle. And he went, I am. I went, no, tense it though. He went, oh, shut up.
Yeah.
Got him.
I got him
like a keeper, Dom. I got him
Wounder.
Like a keeper.
Suck a chance.
What did you just hold up, that piece of paper?
Adam's waiting.
Oh, Adam Brown. Yeah. He's a bear. I was going to say hello to Adam Brown. Where is he? There he is.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Adam.
Hello.
Oh, you're right.
Hey, Adam.
are you in delay?
No, I'm not actually. I'm good.
Lift it. You're dragging it down to like a wake. What are you doing?
Hey, Chris.
No, because the way it was said, Adam Brown's waiting as if I was making demands.
I just said, like, literally during the opening jingle, I might speak to Adam.
Adam Brown.
He's a bear.
Radio X.
How long you been here now at Radio X?
5 years.
Ooh.
5 years.
And do you know what? I owe Matt Deverson £20.
Yeah, how long did you say?
Oh, I said like 3 years max.
Three maximum, wasn't it? Yeah.
Max.
Is it serious?
Yeah. Mm. I'll be honest. I'm gonna be really honest, because you know I like you. Mm. I heard your voice on the air and I thought, nah, it's never gonna work. He's not cut out for radio, this fella. He sounds like? Adam sounds like, you know, the DJ hasn't turned up.
Right.
And he's in the office.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've gone, can you just go on and
press that button. Yeah. Congratulations, Adam.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
That's great.
How long have you now? Now, this will be scary. I'm going to ask everybody in the question, everyone in the studio question.
Yeah.
Then I'll come to Adam for the answer. Mm. I want you to answer straight away, James, Pippa, and Dom. Mm. I'm going to go Dom, Pippa, James.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask a question, point at you, and you give me your answer.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Right.
You know where I'm going. Mm. I think you do.
No.
You ready?
Yeah.
I want an answer straight away. Don't think about it.
Okay, go.
How long has Adam been on before us? Go.
Three years.
Pepper?
3 years. 2 years? Two.
James?
Three.
You say Adam Brown has been on before us for 3 years?
Well, I think so.
Oh, no, it's
no.
More.
No way. No way.
Well, less?
Is it longer than... Is it two?
Oh, no. I'm going to say, like, 20 months.
Oh, do you think?
Yeah. Hang on, but when was He's a Bear a thing?
Well, at least 2 years ago.
Adam Brown.
He's a bear.
Radio X.
Let's find out. Adam Brown, how long have you been doing this early breakfast show for?
About 2.5 years.
Two and a half years?
Yeah. Not bad.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're all in the right ballpark.
We're in the ballpark, aren't we?
Now, James has got his thinking face on, and I wonder if he's thinking the same question as me. I can't remember who's doing the show before you.
Yeah. Oh, is he?
Is he, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, is he?
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
My God, I forgot.
Actually, did... Yeah, was it Izzy?
Yeah, it was Izzy.
What did James Hall do for a bit? Did he...
Oh, he only feels... He's not... Again, he's like someone from the office that's just helping out.
So it went from Izzy to Adam...
Yeah.
Right.
Has it felt like 2.5 years, Adam?
Yes, it has. No. Oh, sorry, I thought you asked it me.
No, it's not actually. You know what? I'm used to that. Like the body clock, just you know, you guys will know. You just get used to it, don't you? Eventually.
No.
Well, you still hate it. Though,
you never get used to it. It's awful.
Honestly, I'm not just saying that. It's not. I'm not doing this thing of being like, oh, I love getting up. Honestly, I don't mind getting up at that time of the morning. Genuinely.
Really?
When
you stop doing these hours, you will look back and go, how the hell did I ever do those hours?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, don't get me wrong, I covered for Izzy a few weeks back for 2 weeks. It was like I was on holiday for a bit. I had 8 hours straight sleep. Aww. It was unbelievable. But no, I don't mind getting up. But even that alarm clock goes off, there's never a day that I'm like, I've got to get up.
Oh, shut up, you
really?
Kids. What are you talking about?
Yeah, come on. Tell us the real story.
Leia, our cat, woke us up this morning. She woke us up 3 times in the night, just coming in and going, we're like, oh, come on, really? And sometimes it's like I translate it to you. Are you awake? 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 And you go, oh, what is it? Oh, go back to sleep. It doesn't matter. It'll keep. And you're like, oh, come on. I set my alarm for 5 to 5 this morning because I'm having a lion.
Right. Yeah, that's a big lion. 4:55.
So 4:55 a.m. I set the alarm and Leia woke us up at 4:54.
Ah.
Now, Tiff goes... See, she knows what time it is. She knows what time you get up. She's waking you up. Mm. And I go, really?
I hate waking up just before the alarm. Yeah. I feel really cheated.
Because you think you might, when you wake up, you're like, oh, have I got an extra hour in bed now? Do I get up? Do I go to the loo?
Yeah.
And then you look at your alarm and you're like, oh, no.
I actually thought, do you know what? I'll give myself another 5 minutes and I'll get up at 5. And then I just thought, I won't though, because I'll go into a deep sleep. Adam doesn't have this. He springs out of bed like a gazelle. Like Snow White.
skipping around the house.
Is it morning? It's time for me to go to work.
Yeah.
Oh, I love work. I love my job.
Does it not get on your wick, though, Adam, that you can't do much the night before?
He doesn't do anything. He doesn't do it, does he? He goes to the gym and he talks to his cat in a weird voice. That's it. That's what he does outside the show. He doesn't get leathered. He's not like behind the bike shed smoking.
You're not a drinker, are you, Adam?
No. No. Chris, oh, yeah. Chris is spot on, really, to be fair. He's not, I'm happy with that, though. I'm all right with that. Yeah.
Good.
And also, I go to bed. I do go to bed quite late because I split my sleep into two, essentially. Yeah.
Ah.
So you'll get to bed this morning at. If this was like, let's say, a normal Monday to Friday, because obviously it's Friday, so your day might be different. So you'll get to bed roughly when in the morning after the show?
Yeah. So I'll go home, have a bite to eat, and then maybe get only like 3 hours sleep or something. So I got to bed at like eight.
Eight.
To about 11. Yeah.
And then at night, what time do you go to bed?
About 10:30, 11. And then I'll be up at sort of 2:45-ish.
Okay.
So maybe actually, to be honest, 11 to 30, I probably got to bed. I just struggle to go to bed early.
Yeah.
I can't bring myself to go have the same bedtime as I had when I was 8 years old. I find it really, you know what I mean? I just can't do it.
I'm not tired. I'll be sitting on the sofa watching a TV show at the moment, and Tiff and I are sitting watching it, and we're clearly on the season finale, and they don't tell you that this episode is going to be twice the length of every other episode. Yeah. So I'm watching it thinking, because I'm like, oh, I've got time for one more episode.
Mm.
And we haven't checked to see if it's the last one. I think it's the last one. So I'm like watching it. God, when is this going to end? And then I paused it, and I'm like, it's halfway through! It's been on for an hour! I'm like, I can't watch the end of this. I've got to get ready for bed. And then getting ready for bed includes faffing.
Yeah.
Faffing.
You need a faff.
Go for a vape, get stuff out for the morning, and then eventually get to bed. But before that, I'm sitting on the sofa watching telly. I'm wide awake.
Really?
Wide awake.
Yeah, same.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah?
I posted a picture on my Instagram, right, to celebrate 5 years.
Yeah.
But to be honest, at the minute, every time I post anything, I'm on edge after what you said, because...
What?
You know when you were like,
you're not going to have to be on the air?
Didn't say that on the radio, did we?
No. Like, basically said, you know, you just post pictures either in the gym or of yourself or whatever.
Right.
Because now it's got to a stage where if I do post anything, including on Instagram stories, I've had quite a few people message me saying, oh, Chris is going to love this one. Or they'll be like, oh, can't wait to see what Chris has got to say about this. So now I'm thinking, I can't even post a picture of myself to me on Instagram.
Listen, don't worry about don't worry about me when you post on Instagram, because I don't follow you, so I don't see...
What?
What?
Have you unfollowed me?
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
No, only because I had to do.
I can't believe it.
I did a clear up, and I'm just like,
I can't. But
no, hold on, I haven't finished.
This better be good, Chris. Come on.
So I did a clear up of accounts that I follow. That I'm like, I need to just get the number down because it's too much.
Mm.
So I'm like, okay. So the criteria is: do they post much? Am I interested? Do I like them personally? And
those
so,
the three criteria.
So you got cold.
Oh, my friend.
Hang on, I'm joking.
It's a joke. You're not cold. In fact, this is how much I'm following you.
No, you haven't.
What?
James has been
Have you unfollowed James?
Who?
You.
I've never followed you, have I?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it was an accident.
Oh, no.
I think I was scrolling and just hit the follow button.
Oh, this is awkward, Adam.
I was looking at a post that Adam did. It must be your cat podcast called Cat's Got Your Tongue. Yep. And you're interviewing two kids. Who were they?
Max and Harvey, the cult.
Is that Max and Harvey?
Yeah.
Do they even age?
I know.
Who's your favourite, Max or Harvey?
Either.
Yeah.
They're nice lads, actually.
My friend knows them very well. He said they are top lads.
They are good lads.
Anyway, in this little video that Adam posted, he's talking about when he's with his cat.
Yeah.
He becomes a different person.
Oh, right, okay.
And if he ever has a friend round to the flat. By the way, I like that setup. Like, you get people round your flat, liar. And he talks to his cat, and his mate's like, who are you? What voice is that?
Really?
Right. When's the last time you had somebody round your phone? And I'm talking about a human being. And I'm not talking about like a service engineer or anything like that. Someone, you know, fixing a wire.
Yeah, damn, I was about to say, I did get my boiler service recently, but there that doesn't count.
How long were you chatting with him for?
Yeah, he couldn't wait to leave.
How long have you been fixing boilers for? Do you have a cat?
Trying to be on the podcast.
Yeah, he was like, I'm a dog person. I was like, oh, that's, I've got nothing. Give me nothing to work with.
Get out. Get out.
Did he make him a cup of tea?
Yeah, well, after he told me that, Dom, no.
Absolutely. Pull that down the sink, you know, with that.
I'd mates round, about a week and a half ago.
Liar. Well,
not last week, the weekend before.
Liar.
Houseman.
I mean, it was just like a fleeting visit. We were going somewhere, so they just popped in. It wasn't like we all round to mine.
What is your cat voice then?
Oh, don't.
I don't think you can replicate it.
Can you not?
No, you can't. Thanks, Chris.
Because somebody said to me, you've got a cat voice. And I went, I absolutely don't have a cat voice. And heard myself. Yeah. I heard my cat voice.
Oh, no, you
voice.
Do. I've been over at yours. You do have a cat voice.
Yeah.
Hello.
Like that. I try and talk to Leia the cat like she's... Mm. Like she can understand me. Mm. So I try not to go, but I think I do go a bit more high-pitched. But I try and go, you're right. Yeah. What are you doing? Why are you going over there? All right, bye.
How does she know that you're talking to her if you don't go high-pitched? That's the thing.
See my lips move.
No, but I mean, like, if Tiff's in the same room, like, Leia needs to know the difference between Tiff and her.
You're asking me a question about cats and their behaviour, I haven't got a clue.
Nobody does.
Okay, so cats are the weirdly, this morning, I was thinking about exactly that.
Yeah.
So... Leia was very quiet yesterday. Now, because we lost a cat, we lost Chewy.
Mm.
If she ever shows any similar behaviour to what Chewy did on the day that he got sick and died, I get really panicky.
Yeah.
Like if she's just...
goes a bit quiet.
Because here's the thing, right? Adam will tell you. Sometimes cats don't feel very well.
Mm.
And they kind of have a I don't feel very well face and leave me alone.
Yeah.
Body language, right, Adam?
Yep.
Sometimes cats are absolutely fine. Mm. They just aren't in the mood.
Yeah.
So, but the telltale signs are exactly the same.
Yeah. Right.
Sometimes they'll meow at you to say something, but you don't know what they're saying.
Yeah.
And so yesterday she was very quiet, Leia. And then she eventually went and sat on the sofa next to Tiff and she's purring and everything. So that we always think purring's a good sign.
Yeah.
And then this morning, she woke up like three, four times in the night. And then this morning, she was kind of quiet. Because our cats, they're not like to sit on your lap or something. They like to be kind of around you rather than, you know, all over you. So I'm getting dressed in the spare room, ladies.
Hey.
And there's a mirror in there. And she went and sat right in front of the mirror on the floor.
Ooh.
And she's looking in the mirror, but she's not looking at me, so I'm trying to talk to her through the mirror, and eventually she kind of looked up at the mirror and looked at me through the mirror, and then she just put her head back down again.
Right.
And that's when I thought, I don't know what cats see when they look in the mirror, because I think that's the first time she's ever made eye contact with me. Which I've seen her walk towards the mirror before, and she doesn't seem fazed by it at all.
Mm.
She doesn't look at herself in the mirror, she doesn't think it's another cat. I don't know what she's thinking.
Mm. It's because I can't speak.
That's right.
It's annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's annoying.
And then I wasn't sure she wasn't feeling well.
Mm.
So I went to stroke her and she didn't really flinch. And I'm like, you're all right. What's wrong? Are you okay? You're happy? Are you just a bit... Are you sick? Or are you... And then literally she just got up and walked off and left me on my hands and knees.
Yeah. I'm fine. Get over it. I'm off.
It's 5:15 this morning and I'm on my hands and knees in the spare room. She just walked out and I'm like, okay, bye. All right,
that's
bye.
That's that.
Right.
Thank you.
It's so hard to read, though, Chris, you're right.
Yeah.
Like, so difficult, because they're like masters of disguise as well. Yeah. If there's something wrong, you just won't know. They'll just hide it away, so...
Because dogs are like... If you've got a dog... Obviously, I don't have a dog, but I know...
We've got a dog.
Loads of people.
Yeah.
So you come home from work and your dog goes... You're back. We're going out, what are we doing? Yeah,
she does do that.
Right.
But then sometimes she won't. She'll still be in a bed. And I guess dogs can... I think she's got a cold at the moment because she's really quiet.
Right.
And she just feels a bit, yeah.
Lem
and then
sip.
A couple of days...
You get Lem sip for dogs?
Probably can.
I'll try it. I mean, give anything a go. So she's not quite herself at the moment, but then in 2 days' time, she'll be absolutely fine.
Right.
They can't talk to you. That's the problem. You just don't know. You have to guess.
Talk to me about cats and mirrors, Adam. You're an expert.
Well, what do you want to know, Chris?
What do they see when they see a mirror?
Well, from what I'm... what I can gather from people that have kind of shared their expertise with me, because listen, I'm no expert.
Well, you know, you probably watched every Jackson Galaxy video.
I have, yeah, but
what
you know,
a name, by the way.
Yeah, I don't think they don't seem to respond like in the same way that dogs do if they see themselves in the mirror. They're quite passive.
Yeah.
So I don't think. What were you thinking? She was doing it. Like for a specific reason.
I think it's the first time she's ever looked at me through a mirror. Yeah. So I was like kind of behind, if that makes sense. But normally, and I've seen her walk towards a mirror before and then just kind of walk past it. She doesn't go, oh, there's another cat. She doesn't go,
they never do that.
Never goes up to her and goes, oh, that's weird. She just can't, it does. However, we've got like windows in the kitchen extension. I didn't build it. It was there when I bought it. And she can see herself in the reflection.
Right.
And that, she can stare at that for minutes, looking at herself, as if to go, that's weird, I'm up there and I'm here.
Adam, have you ever heard of this before? We had a cat called Dinky back in the day. She was lovely.
You named your cat after your...
Thank you. She was lovely, Adam, but she'd sit in the windowsill, watching the world go by... And then every so often she would meow, and whenever she meowed, about 2 minutes later, somebody would come to the front door. So she foresaw somebody walking up the drive, and it happened every single time. She'd be silent, she'd meow, and then somebody would come to the front door.
Could she smell them?
I don't know. Have you heard of that before, Adam? They've got like a sixth sense.
Yeah, I wish you could say it was some sort of, you know... scientific reasoning behind it, but to me, Dom, it sounds like magic.
I thought he was going to put you down and go, but to me, it sounds like a coincidence, Dom. Yeah. That's what it is. But no,
it's cat magic. I think you're right. She honestly was incredible.
How do you not know that the cat was luring strangers to your front door? Can you ever remember what any of these people wanted?
Do you know? I didn't have anything
like you go, hi, can I help you? And they go, I don't know. I just, I heard a voice saying, go, come to the door, and
I saw a beam of light, and now I can't remember why I'm stood here.
Meow.
Yeah.
Meow.
It's cat magic. I'm with Adam.
It's
actually
the only logical explanation.
Yeah, it's magic. If you don't understand, it's magic.
Chris, can I ask a cat question?
A quack question.
A quack question.
Oh, careful. Why are cats scared of cucumbers, Adam?
Yeah. Oh yeah, there's that sort of internet. Like trend a while. Remember that thing that went viral ages ago? People putting cucumbers down near the cats, which you shouldn't be doing. Apparently, it's not right, because the rumor is that it reminds them of a snake from like the hunting days.
Snaking.
Apparently, apparently that's it. So when they see it, their instinct is to just like go into defense mode. So it's like, you know, fight or flight, and they choose flight.
No, James. No, I know what you're thinking. You want to find the nearest cat and the nearest cucumber. Don't do it. By the way, my cat's not been anywhere near a snake.
I know, but it's something to do with
deep
like
down,
they know,
it?
Like Evolution. From yeah.
Weird,
wow.
Isn't it?
I know.
It's weird. Well, listen, I've kept you long enough. It's this is like overtime for you. This is another 9 minutes, and you might have done a normal shift. So what's it? 2.5 hours he does. What a doddle!
I know. Hey, you know, even when I meant to do three, sometimes at a bank holiday, Toby comes in early. And just takes control of my show.
Well, that happened last time, did it?
Yeah,
didn't you tell
unbelievable.
Him
yeah. So I'd message him because I saw he dropped like some of his own production in there. So I messaged him saying, mate, you're not on till 7. Didn't read anything. Tried to ring him. Nothing. He just takes control of me. I'd not have said goodbye or anything. Just takes control of the show. And that was it. He was like, I've heard enough.
Adam's in Manchester. So if you're watching on the live stream and you're new and you're like, why is he? Because he's in Manchester. So you're sitting there doing your show and you've got like 32 minutes left, and like, why is he putting his jingles into the?
Was that this Monday?
Absolutely.
Recently, yeah, there was a recent bank holiday. Yeah,
not the one just gone, the one before.
The one after
was
Easter Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so. What did you do? Did you just go home?
I just was all right. Okay. Bye.
So that was the day you were finally meant to be doing 3 hours, and you still only did 2.5.
Yeah,
life of bloody Riley.
You had a killer half hour set up as well, didn't you? What a nightmare.
See, I know,
He thought to himself, today's the day I'm going to put some material on the air.
That's the
saved all my best stuff for the last half hour of the show as well. Like, nice one, Toby. Cheers.
The flaw in the system here is, like, back at the old place, you had to, like, both agree that you were changing networks, like, changing studios, but he could just take it. So if you wanted to, Adam...
Adam could take us off the air now.
Oh,
just
quite
start
easily.
Broadcasting.
And just to start going, right, welcome to the Chris Moyles' Rubbish Show with me, Adam Brown.
cats.
I've had enough of that.
Yeah.
Put myself on.
What are your plans for the weekend, Jim?
those two will feature heavily. Not really that much planned, to be honest, Chris. Yeah. Depends what the weather's going to be like, which it looks like it's going to be decent.
It's going to be lovely, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a little bit of just such boring pottering around in the garden, fixing fences sort of thing. Well, saying that, I'm going to get my dad to do it for me, I think.
Yeah. You can watch.
It's easier, innit? Yeah. I can.
I got your dad to do loads of stuff. He's doing my taxes at the moment.
Is he?
Yeah. And then we've got a problem with the car. He's just going to fix that.
So honestly,
he's really handy.
He can fix anything. He's mad.
He just sorted out. Did he see what he did the other day? Adam's dad. What
did he do?
Just sorted out the tariffs between the UK and America.
Is that Adam's dad? Did
that's Adam's dad.
Well done, by the way.
If anything you need,
sorting out that trade deal. Awesome news. Well done, Adam.
Honestly, I reckon he's putting off retiring because he knows when he retires, he's going to have more work to do with the amount of stuff I get him to do. Honestly. Yeah.
Do you reckon you're older or younger than Adam's dad, Tom?
I reckon I'm slightly younger, hopefully, than your dad.
Yeah, you are.
I'm 52. What's your dad?
No, you're not.
No, that's 63.
63.
Oh, did you go to school with him, Dom?
I didn't go to school. I did not go to school with Adam's dad.
Right, go on. Go get to bed. Go and look after yourself.
Well done on 5 years, Adam.
Good weekend.
Thank you.
Bye, Adam.
Take care. Bye.
Adam Brown, he's a bear.
Adam Brown, he's a bear.
Radio X.
He should invite Felice Thextrom. I mean, look, he's basically done the first half hour with us.
Yeah.
I should feel bad, but I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
No. And I had no material for the first half hour of today's show, so it's been perfect.
Cats and mirrors. Who knew?
I know.
All right. I've not even looked at the text. I don't know what people are saying.
Do you know what? Someone's come up with a genius title for a cat podcast. Someone's saying, if someone hasn't done this, they should do it. Call it What's New Pussy Chat. Isn't that good? So not pussy cat, pussy chat.
Right.
What's new, pussy chat?
So not pussy cat, but
pussy chat. And they talk about cats.
Pussy cat,
pussy chat.
Okay.
What do you think?
Do you know what?
Google it.
No offense.
Don't Google it.
I don't think you should host it.
Okay, fine.
Because with that name and your reputation,
right?
Yeah.
People might be disappointed when they listen to it and they go, oh, it's actually about cats.
Oh, right, I see what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
I think it's a great title.
18 someone
should,
plus.
Someone should grab us.
18 plus names is about cats. Why don't you do a demo, a pilot?
Yeah.
You, and let's say, you know that woman Danny, a model?
Yeah.
She used to, from Bank Station. Yeah.
She got her
on. So what's new, Pussy Chat?
Yeah. How would you start off Pussy Chat, Tom?
Hello, welcome to my podcast. Called, you know, as I've said, what it's called already. That is a great idea.
Would you have a catchphrase on there? I just thought of one I can't say.
Well.
Whoa.
What's that?
What's Pussy Chat?
What's your catchphrase?
Hi, I'm Dominic Byrne and welcome to Pussy Chat. Whoa. My guest on today's episode.
It's Tom Jones.
Yeah.
Tom Jones.
Hello, Dom.
Hello, Tom. Have you got a cat, Tom?
Oh, it's about cats.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, no, I'm going to leave.
Okay. Bye-bye, everyone.
And that's Pussy Chat. The Chris Miles Radio. Right, Friday, we've got a good show today. Platinum Hour at 9 o'clock. Stephen Mangan is coming in to see us live in the studio. We're switching the cameras off, but we'll continue on the radio till 10. And Dominic Byrne has your 7 o'clock news next.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
Long, sunny days are ahead, and your next big win could be too. With massive cash prizes waiting to be won, your dream purchase may be closer than you think. But you've got to be in it to win it. Enter today at winplus.co.uk. Winplus. Great prizes, real winners. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
Take my money.
Let the ceremony of succulence commence. The KFC Kentucky Original Wrap for $2.49. Visualize the wrap. Order the wrap. Eat the wrap. Get the deal. Believe in chicken.
KFC.
Until 5th of October, subject to availability. Participating restaurants only. Not available on delivery. See website for full T's and C's.
What's your possible? The vision only you can make happen. Whatever the size of your business, accelerate your growth with the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform. Power your possible with the number one recommended cloud accounting software, Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals. Verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours and his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more by switching to one of our fixed tariffs. And with Peak Save, you could save even more with half-price electricity every Sunday between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
Here at Pets in a Pickle, we know there's already enough to think about when welcoming a new pet into your home.
Do they like it here?
Have I got them enough toys?
What insurance is right for them?
So, to make this adjustment period a little bit easier, we're offering new customers 12 months pet insurance for the price of 11, with code 12 for 11. Hurry. Visit petsinapickle.co.uk now. T's and C's apply.
Ever had a weird experience you just can't explain? I'm Dan Schreiber, host of the podcast We Can Be Weirdos. Each week, we uncover the mysterious experiences of our incredible guests, like Peter Andre, Sarah Pascoe, and Brian Blessed. From UFO sightings to ghostly encounters, listen on Global Player or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, listen carefully. I want you to think of selling your car. Who's going to buy that car? Keep thinking. Struggling to know where to look? On Motorway, there are 7,500 verified dealers who are ready and waiting to bid on your car. So, start selling your car today. It's not magic, it's Motorway.
Radio X. News update next.
Tonight's EuroMillions jackpot is £106 million.
It's so exciting, I could do the splits!
Oh, should have stretched first.
Get in tonight's Euro Millions draw. Play on app.
Estimated jackpot. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Good morning, if you've just woken up. It's the Chris Moyles Show here, and it's Friday! I don't know why I put echo on, I just did. Dominic, switched my microphone off. What's wrong with me today? I'm too giddy and relaxed, and I'm giddy and relaxed. I'm giddy it's Friday, and I'm relaxed, which is always dangerous. So I need to get my head in the game for today's radio show. I've just come up with a great question, and I will ask everybody after the news with Dominic Byrne. It's exactly 7 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, the government claims thousands of jobs have been saved by a US-UK trade deal. It's going to see a reduction in tariffs, including for the steel and the car industry. The Tories claim the UK is being shafted by Donald Trump, but Business Secretary Jonathan Reynolds disagrees.
We have agreed changes, provisions, that without would have been extremely challenging, particularly for automotive. Because of action the government has taken, thousands of people are still in work and wouldn't have been without this action.
In other news this morning, the new Pope, Robert Prevost, has appeared before huge crowds at the Vatican after being elected the new head of the Catholic Church yesterday. He's chosen the name Leo XIV. He becomes the first American pope. Health bosses are warning NHS trusts in England are cutting frontline jobs to balance the books. A survey has found some that have already gone or due to go are for rehab centres, diabetes clinics and stop smoking services. In response, the government says it's investing an extra $26 billion to fix the system. And the Microsoft founder Bill Gates says he will donate virtually all of his fortune before closing his foundation in 20 years. He says the money, more than $100 billion, will go towards health and development projects aimed at reducing childhood deaths around the world.
Thank you, One Show, Dominic Byrne there.
One Show, what do you mean?
Read to me the last story as was written on your screen as you spoke.
Bill Gates, that one?
No, yeah, so read it.
Says he will donate...
No, read what exactly word for word what it said.
Oh, Microsoft founder Bill Gates. Yeah, yeah.
Microsoft founder Bill Gates. Oh.
Yeah.
Thanks for the idea. Is that right?
Computer man.
Right. Because if you'd have said Bill Gates, yeah, I'd have gone like, Bill Gates, who is he?
Port Vale left back.
Was he in Coronation Street?
Yeah.
Was he an MP in Stockport? Oh, you mean the Microsoft guy, Bill Gates?
That's fantastic. Sport. Spurs will face Manchester United in all English.
Tottenham Hotspur. Yeah, cheers. Yeah.
Will face Manchester United in an all English Europa League final in Spain later this month.
Where's
United,
Spain?
It's supposed to be over there. United claimed a 4-1 victory over Athletic Bilbao, which got them through 7-1 on aggregate. Spurs won 2-0 last night against Bodo Glimt in Norway. They progressed 5-1 overall. Manager Ange Postecoglou is hoping to end the season on a bit of a high.
Pleased for the players and the staff, and particularly our supporters. You know, there's a few hundred here tonight who sure will remember this night, and thousands back home who we've given us some real hope and something to dream about, that we can do something special this year.
Chelsea have eased into the Conference League final. They got a 5-1 aggregate victory over the Swedish side at Djurgården. They won 1-0 in the second leg at Stamford Bridge. They'll face Spanish team Real Betis for the trophy. That's later this month.
Weather.
With eBay. From brake pads to engine oil, get your vehicle MOT ready.
There's a bit of mist around to start with. That'll clear away, leaving a mainly warm and sunny day across the whole of the UK. Temperatures up to around 20 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thanks, Dominic Byrne.
Thank you.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
So we were just talking off air about something, and then I asked a question and everybody was like, oh yeah, that's a very good point. So that is today's subject. What's your favourite Pringle?
The Chris Miles Show.
No, we're not doing that. So listen to this, right? And I really hope somebody listening has got the answer or answers to my questions. Somebody might. Generally, there's nothing we can't ask on the show that somebody doesn't know the answer to who's listening.
Yeah.
So there is a brand new Pope. We have a brand new Pope now.
Yes.
He's from Chicago. Born in Chicago, he was.
He was.
In America.
Is he the first American?
First American Pope.
First American Pope, yeah.
He's 69 years old, I think.
Is he?
Yeah, so
he's
a lot younger.
Young,
than,
yeah.
Quite young.
Young whippersnapper.
Yeah.
And I just said, how much does the Pope get paid? Does the Pope get paid? And then I asked, does he get a day off? And if so, what day? Because as you said off air, Dom, it won't be Sunday, because Sunday's going to be very busy for
really
him.
Really busy for him on Sunday.
Day, yeah.
Can he go on holiday?
Is there a deputy pope?
Yeah.
Steps in.
Can he go, I'm having a week in Torremolinos?
Yes.
Right? So we know he's not married.
No.
Because he's Catholic.
Yeah.
But, like, can he go on holiday with his mate or his sister? Does the pope own a pair of jeans? And, like, do they dress normally? Can they sit on the beach in swimming trunks, flip-flops, and put cream on?
Yeah.
And listen to their music on their iPhone.
Do they have a favourite band?
Are you allowed to drink?
I don't think so.
Is there a bar in the Vatican that's subsidised?
I bet there is a bar in the Vatican.
Like, can he drive himself to the shops if he wants to?
Yeah, you know, he just wants to... Yeah.
Oh, is it a day off? He goes, I'm just going to drive about a bit.
Is he allowed to kind of promote, like, social media and that?
Can he do paid partnerships on Instagram? Yeah.
Good question.
Does he play on Xbox?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or has he got a gamer tag?
Is everything he wears now? So does the Pope live in the Vatican?
Yes.
They live in it. That's his house now.
Yes.
And, like, is everything there, like, Pope, like, clothes? I know this sounds like a silly question.
No.
Are all his clothes now like papal clothes? Is that what the right word?
Yeah, papal, I guess. Yes, yeah.
Right.
Not
so,
papal.
Like, does he have, like, before he was Pope, right, did he have a dressing gown? And is he allowed to wear it in the Vatican when he gets up in the morning? Or does he have to wear Pope-like gowns?
Yes.
Does he have slippers? Or does he have to wear Vatican slippers? Like a hotel.
Yeah.
I'm trying to put some bits into the on-air windows.
Like, if he smokes, because there's nothing that I'm aware in the Catholic Church says you can't enjoy a nice fag. And also, if you're not allowed to smoke in the Vatican in the building, do you have to go out on that balcony? And maybe that's how that balcony thing started. Pope's having a fag years ago. People turn up. I don't mean to be offensive. People turn up and they're like, "Hey! Oh, look, it is the Pope." And he's there going, "Yeah, right, how are you doing?" Like, "You're the Pope." Yeah. And then if more tourists turn up, then the next thing is, he's like, "Oh, I've got a crowd here." "Oh, well, I'll double up. I'll have another fag." Puts it out, right? And then they go, "Pope, say something." And he goes, "Padre, padre, amen." And they all go, "Wee." And he goes, "Right, see you later." And then the next day, he goes out for a fag at the same time. People start to work out this routine.
Yes.
And then the next thing is, the Pope comes along and doesn't smoke. And they go, "Oh, by the way, 11 o'clock, you got to go for a fag break." Because people turn up outside.
Yeah, they're expecting it.
Yeah.
there's less answers on text and more questions.
Yeah. Right.
Well, apparently...
Apart from the pay one.
James says, I really like barbecue, but it probably has to be original flavour.
Mm. Right.
He's gone down the Pringles.
Yeah, the good answer, though.
Yeah.
So the new Pope is a big baseball fan.
Right.
Is he?
Chicago White Sox.
Okay.
That's his team.
So, he'll want to watch the games.
Can he buy a subscription?
Point, he'll want to leave the Vatican and go and watch a game, won't he?
Now,
you would imagine.
Where was he before this? Where was he based? Because he's apparently, the only thing I've got is, I heard this on the news yesterday, he's no stranger to the Vatican.
Right.
Right.
Okay. So I guess he's there a lot. I don't know.
I guess he's popping in and out, isn't he?
And can you leave when, is this a job? God forgive me, is this a job till you die?
I think it's a job for life.
Like, can you go, I'm done now?
Has any Pope ever resigned? I don't know. Or been moved on?
Because, what if you... He's 69, right?
He's 69
Pope
years
Benedict
old.
Benedict resigned.
He did?
Yeah.
Because I'd say, what if he'd been doing it for 20 years? He's 89 years old. He's in unbelievable shape. He's fit as a fiddle. And he goes, do you know, I'm kind of done now. No offence and everything, but, these gowns are very heavy and the schedule's killing me.
Absolutely.
It's a lot of responsibilities.
So the Pope Benedict the 16th, who resigned in 2013, was the first one to do so since 1415.
Wow, okay.
And what was that? Oh, talk about pressure. Guys, could I... you know the rules of this. Could I resign?
But nobody has resigned from the role since 1415.
Yeah, that does make it harder. In the rule book, what does it actually say?
Yeah.
Well, yes, you can, but... No Pope has done this in hundreds and hundreds of years. I hear what you're saying, but you're saying it's not against the rules.
Do you think he's got an email?
He's going to have an official email. What's his private email?
Yeah,
the Gmail.
Well, he'll have it.
He has.
Yeah.
I would think so.
And also...
P-mail.
He's got mates.
P-mail.
So he went to school with... Did I say that? He went to school with people in Chicago, right? He's got mates, right? What? So he went down the religious route and is now the Pope.
Yes. Oh.
His mate went down another route, started his own software business, sold it for a good few quid and retired when he was 58.
Yeah.
And he lives a life for Riley. Are they still mates?
Exactly.
And what's his name? The new Pope?
Leo.
So,
he's Leo the 14th. His actual name is Robert.
That's it.
Yeah.
So, is his mate on the phone to him going, hey, how was it? Oh, this is weird, isn't it, mate? Is it weird? And what's with that Leo thing?
Do I call you Leo now?
I ain't calling you that, Bob. I'm not calling you Leo. And he goes, no, don't worry about it, mate. It's weird. He goes, yeah. But, that's got to be happening, right?
Fascinating. We watched it yesterday.
I've got to send you this. Yeah, I've got to send you this picture. Right, we're out yesterday in our last sort. There's a tea towel with your face on already. Oh, man, it's mental. It's mental.
There's a YouTube video. Former classmate reacts to Robert being the first ever American Pope.
There you go.
There we are.
Listen to this.
There you go. Does he go... I can't believe it, because he was a rugged when we were at school. Here's a great story for you, right? He won't like me telling you this.
Yeah, what if he should go around giving people wedgies and stuff?
He saw this advert on English television for a tango. He would just walk up to people and just slap them in the face.
Oh, God, remember that?
That was huge, that.
Anyway, I just thought, what interesting...
Yeah.
If anybody... knows any of these answers, please let us know.
Who would know? Would John Soapel
Father
know?
McGillicuddy might know.
He would. Is he still with us?
Your friend's with the vicar.
Yeah, she's C of E.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah, so she don't know the rules.
She does, exactly.
Different rules.
Reverend Richard Coles will know, wouldn't he?
No,
he's not
Catholic.
Well.
No, but he'll know.
Different rules.
No, but he'll know the rules.
No, it's like rugby league and rugby union. They love rugby, but it's different, isn't it?
But they'll know how rugby league is played, even if you're
rugby
union.
Yeah, but they won't like it.
No, okay. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, they'll be like, they're blooming Catholics and they're Catholic rules.
Yeah. I bet your mum knows.
Can you be Church of England if you live in, Portugal?
Can you be Church of England?
Is C of E, worldwide?
I guess it's good question. It's all Henry VIII, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all Henry VIII.
But how far did the C of E thing work?
Yeah.
Spread, rather.
Hmm.
These are all genuine questions. I know it sounds like I've totally forgotten I'm on the radio, and I'll be honest, I have. So, with that in mind, we'll crack on. 0330 33 33 100. You can WhatsApp us from anywhere in the world. 0330 33 33 100.
Radio X.
Right.
Coming up, more radio excellence from your favourite radio program.
That's us.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Thank you.
You send in letters, and then Dom reads the letters. It's a simple concept, but the results are often very weird and brilliant. Plus, in school, Stephen Mangan was in a prog rock band called Aragon. Oh. He may not bring that up, but all I do know is that Stephen Mangan is in After Eight.
Yeah.
Welcome to Friday.
Yeah.
It is Friday, right?
The Chris Moyles Show.
It's Friday, right?
Radio X.
It is 7:14. Let's start with a banger. Primal Scream rocks, kicks off the Chris Moyles Show Friday morning on Radio X.
Jam, please.
Dealers keep a dealing, thieves keep a feeling, holes keep a holding, junkies keep scoring, traders on a meat trap, search just full of hush patch, pitches keep a bitching, clap just keeps a itching.
So we were just talking about the Pope, and I asked a question. Well, I asked many questions. One of them was, hey, what if the Pope lights a cigarette, blah, 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 blah. Kathy's been on, and Kathy says, the Pope is allowed to smoke, but the last Pope, Francis, banned smoking in the Vatican, but also the sale of cigarettes within Vatican City.
Right.
So this one would have to reverse it, which wouldn't be a good look. Well, yeah, but the people who smoke in Vatican City... Now, this is how little I know.
Go on.
Vatican City
is a country.
Right.
Yes.
But is it really?
Well, it's a country within a country. But it is a country in itself. It's the world's smallest country.
And the Pope lives there, and that's where the Vatican is.
Yes.
Are there any other houses there? So all I know of the Vatican is there's the Vatican and a big square called something nice.
Yeah.
Right? The blah, 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 whatever that's it is. Right. Right? Now,
Pope Square.
If you leave the Vatican, if you leave the square with your back to the Vatican and you walk forward, you get to the end of the square, then you take a left and take a right.
Yeah.
I like, are there any houses there? Is there a shop? Is there a Lidl?
Is there a Lidl?
Right.
Is
Vatican City just the Vatican and that square?
I think it's pretty much that square mile, isn't it?
Apparently there's no general public housing there.
Wow.
Mm.
And there's no border. So somebody might live in the last house.
Yeah.
And technically, their next door neighbour is the Pope.
Yes. Yeah.
So, like, if you live in a street houses, then it ends.
Yeah.
And then you've got the Vatican Square or whatever they call it.
Mm.
You'd be like, I live next door to the Pope.
Yeah.
How great is that? I live next door to the Pope.
That's crazy, isn't it?
I'm going to go around and ring the doorbell. Hello.
Hello.
I see you've just moved in. Leo. Is it Leo? I baked you a banana bread.
These are all good questions, we don't know the answers.
Now, Tom says there's a McDonald's in Vatican City.
I don't think there is.
Come on, Tom.
He says he's been. Tom says he's been.
In Rome, probably, but in Vatican City.
Well, it says no here. Oh, there's one located just outside the Vatican City, but not within the Vatican City itself. That right. said, if so
it's
been.
So what is Vatican City? Is it the square? Is it Vatican's?
No, it's a bit bigger.
Is it?
It's not.
It's got a bit of a park or something.
Oh, is it?
So are there any shops in it?
No.
What are you pointing at there? McDonald's?
McDonald's is just one block along.
So there's no housing other than where the Pope lives. There's no shops. There's no. It's a cash point. There's no. None of that.
Are you Google Earthing it?
Yeah.
But hold on. If Kathy says if the Pope banned the sale of cigarettes in Vatican City, that implies that there is a shop.
No.
Yes, true.
Unless back in the day they sold like Pope cigarettes in the souvenir shop.
It could be that.
So you get your holy water, fluffy dice, whatever.
So there are,
the face of Jesus on them.
Pope cigarettes. There are several shops.
There are.
Religious art books and souvenir type shops.
But no Marlboro Lights.
I don't think so. All right. Then again, I don't know.
I feel as though I've started a series of bizarre questions, but interesting and we've maybe learned a few things together.
I think so.
Unlike the fellow who just texted in and went, Jesus, Chris, with all these questions, you're starting to sound like my wife. The Chris Miles Show. All right, I'll stop it now. It's 7:21.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. It's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Got to get these framed puppy photos to Mum.
When it comes to posting parcels, your local post office can help you make the right choice. Between Evri, DPD, Parcel Force and Royal Mail. Tracking signature or next day. But we can't help with every choice.
Love from Bubba. Or should we call you Barry?
Send, collect and return parcels all in one place. We can help with that. Just pop to your local branch or visit postoffice.co.uk. Evri and DPD available in selected branches only. T's and C's apply to all services. Please ask for details.
This is it.
Level 23.
Final.
Final.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go.
Almost.
Help.
Guys.
All right, I need more power.
Boost your broadband to turbocharge your gaming and reduce lag with EE Wi-Fi Enhancer. This is broadband made for gaming. Search EE Broadband.
Wi-Fi Enhancer available with Smart Hub Pro and Smart Hub Plus. Terms apply.
Take my money.
Let the ceremony of succulence commence. The KFC Kentucky Original Wrap for $2.49. Visualize the wrap. Order the wrap. Eat the wrap. Get the deal. Believe in chicken.
KFC.
Until 5th of October. Subject to availability. Participating restaurants only. Not available on delivery. See website for full T's and C's.
nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now, you can save £200 per couple with MyJet 2. So escape to sunny favourites like Gran Canaria, Crete and Costa Blanca and get 22 kilograms of baggage included. Book now with just a £60 deposit per person. Jet 2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Patronage protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
It's 80 years since VE Day when crowds poured onto the streets to cheer the end of World War II in Europe. Now Ancestry is giving you free access to millions of records from both world wars, so you can celebrate everyone who helped deliver peace on and off the battlefield. Like the warden helping people to safety in the Blitz, or the nurse treating injured soldiers on the front line. Discover the unsung heroes in your family with Ancestry today. Register at ancestry.co.uk. Free access ends 11th of May. Terms apply.
Ever had a weird experience you just can't explain? I'm Dan Schreiber, host of the podcast We Can Be Weirdos. Each week, we uncover the mysterious experiences of our incredible guests, like Peter Andre, Sarah Pascoe, and Brian Blessed. From UFO sightings to ghostly encounters. Listen on Global Player or wherever you get your podcasts.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Milesy! Happy Friday!
On today's 4 till 7 thing, we've got the biggest change to Friday since the dawn of the fish supper. Plus, Harry is waiting to give you a Friday horn that declares the week is over. Let the weekend begin. The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7, it's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
At Morrison's, you can level up your picnic game with 3 for 2 on over 40 picky bits, including these new ones from the Best range. There's mini quiche Lorraines, cheddar and caramelised onion pinwheels, and mozzarella and tomato croquettes. That's summer gatherings sorted.
Morrison's to shop at Morrison's.
Majority of stores. Online varies. Excludes Morrison's Daily. Selected lines, 88 to 160 grams. £3 to £3.50 each.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Give me an R. Give me an A. I'm spelling Radio X. Give me a D. Oh, you get the idea.
Radio X.
I've got no gigs this weekend.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah, it's the only weekend in May that I'm not doing DJ gigs.
Right.
First weekend in May, yes. Second weekend in May, no. And then all the other weekends I'm working, including the bank holiday weekend and travelling around all over the place. I'm on a dartboard tour. Cornwall, Exeter.
Yeah, Lancaster or something. So, yeah, that's quite a trip.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's crazy. But I was looking now, I've got some, I'm performing with some lovely people. I'm not performing with them, but I'm on the same bill. I'm on the same bill this month as the likes of Boomtown Rats and Scouting for Girls.
Great.
Chesney Hawks and Dizzy Rascal.
Great.
It's a very eclectic mix, isn't it?
Do you know one of the festivals I'm doing, Blossoms are there the next night.
Are they?
Yeah.
Which one is that one? Is that a sausage insider?
You have to say and cider. Sorry. It's very, very important. I think that's the one at the castle.
Oh, Tunes. Is it Tunes in the Castle or something like that?
Yes.
Called, isn't it? Yeah.
They have Tunes in the Dunes because that rhymes.
Yeah.
And then
didn't bother with the castle one.
And then they did Tunes on the Shore.
Yeah.
And then they did Tunes in the Castle.
Yeah.
They peaked at Tunes on the Dunes.
Yeah, that was
so awesome. It's Tunes in the, I can't remember. Tunes in the Castle, I think.
Yes.
I think it's McFly on the Friday, Dizzy Rascal Saturday, and I think Blossoms on the Sunday.
Nice, good lineup.
Yeah. And I'm on before. I'm warming up for Dizzy Rascal, which is something I never thought I'd ever be saying.
Ever.
If I see him, though, should I do it?
Yeah.
Should I?
I think you should.
Yeah. So if I see him when he arrives and gets out of his car, I go,
yeah.
Oh! Hey, all right, mate, how are you?
100%.
And he'll go, oh, God.
Here we go again.
Oh, that again.
God,
what are you, bonkers? Times. Is it a bonkers thing again? you feel bonkers today?
Oi!
Oh, yeah. Hello.
All right, bonkers. Right. Hey, all right.
Yeah,
hey, fix up, look sharp, you're on in a minute. Hey, don't
that.
Push me.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what I've got coming up in this May.
Don't you miss the breathlessness, the wildness in the eye? come home late in the morning light. Bloodshot dreams under streetlight spells, a truth no one can tell. And I was still a secret to myself. Light me up, I'm wasted in the dark. Rush me a restless heart.